How did it affect your career?
It changed me as a leader. I got really focused on what are the big rocks that we need to move. I can still fall into some of the petty traps, but I worked really hard to say, is this really important, or is this just like a little ego thing for me?
Tell me about the best bosses you've worked for.
Let me tell you a quick story that I think will illustrate it the best. My first day at Best Buy in 1985, I got handed a sales book and I got sent out on the floor, and essentially that was the training. And the store manager came up to me a couple days later and said, "How do you like it here?" And I said, "You know what? I hate it. There's no training. I've got people grabbing at me." And then he looked at me and he started talking to me about the Minnesota Twins. This was in Minnesota. Started talking to me about the Vikings, talking to me about my fiancé, and then talked to me about fishing. He started to get to know me, and then he said, "You know, I come in early on Saturdays. If you want to spend some time, I'll teach you a little bit about how to sell." He did that for 3 successive Saturdays, and by the end of the 3 weeks, I was really pretty good, and I liked it. He taught me how to sell, and you can feed yourself for a lifetime when you know how to sell. And what he really did was start to open doors for me and start to find things out in me that I didn't understand about myself.
How do you use technology to keep in touch with employees and customers?
I leverage video to reach our folks. We have a quarterly enterprise-wide town hall that we started last year. That is really an interesting couple of hours. We have folks from China, London, Mexico, all our operations around the world, and I typically start that off with, "Here's a 15-minute update on where we are," and then we get questions from around the world. The other thing I will do is to go on Twitter and listen to what people are saying about us. I think those opinions are important for us. I also have a program that searches the internet anytime somebody mentions Best Buy out there. Sometimes it's really great things. Sometimes it's obscenity-laden, but I have a huge appetite for it. If I see customers have problems with things, I will contact the appropriate person in our company and have them contact that customer. Sometimes I contact the customer.
Hearing from you probably scares the heck out of them.
It does freak them out a little bit, but I do think that the social media we have out there creates interesting platforms for people to make those connections and to know things better. I think it's just fascinating.
What goals have you set for yourself as a leader and a manager?